Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 7th day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 2200. 29 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's just winter. I mean, I think it was down about 13, 14 this morning. Just miserable. I hate it. I can't wait for spring. And it's a long ways off because we really ain't even hit winter yet. That being said, we see what we have here on the itinerary. National reciprocity. Okay. For concealed carry passes House. Heads to Senate, and we'll get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbdiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, before we jump into the article, I had a few words, I mean, it's a couple of comments I wanted to make about another broadcaster out there and on another network, and I'm not going to say any names because I want to be as completely chicken shit as I possibly can, okay? And so there's a fellow out there telling you that the least important tool in your gear is your gun. Did you know that? The least useful, the one you're not, don't need the most is your gun. Either this person is a fucking retard or they're a government agent. I mean, what kind of goddamn statement is that? The least important thing in a war is your goddamn gun. Really? Go ahead. Oh, Mike Nesser?
Okay, he's a new one on me.
He broadcasts. I mean, I know Mike. He's the one that came up, and we've had words back and forth before. You know, we got to get together, and we got to join with Alex Jones and shit, man. I'm talking. I mean, I'm, I mean, I don't like the way he comes over. He, you know, his, the chicken shit way that I came in on that. I mean, I'm not trying to hide anything I got to say, but that's what he, I want to, you know, I don't want to say any names. I just want to be as chicken shit as possible. Buddy, you want to come up and tell me that the gun isn't important, is the least important tool in my box. I tell you, you're a retard. You don't know shit about fighting. Not even a little bit. And then he gets, oh, and that leaderless resistance, it's never, you know, this ain't going to work. I'll tell you what, you get three people together in this goddamn country at this point in time, one of them's an FBI agent. We have to be leaderless to go for it. And we're not going to accept those 3%ers and those oath keepers packed with FBI as our leadership. How about that? We will all get the same training as best we can. And when this thing breaks loose, there's 100 million of us going to fight. So I will have time. I mean, it would be better if we didn't have to. But the damn circumstances dictate that we are going to have to step into this as individuals and find our leaders along the way. Because one element in this country has allowed the communists, the international communists, to filtrate right down to the ground level. So anyway... I had to get that out. And, yeah, I had something for Alex Jones, too, because he's come out declaring he's not a Zionist shield as he's backing Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Starting all kinds of trouble. People are going to get killed and everything. They don't give a shit. Alex Jones, you're not an Israeli shield. What you are is a Jew-ass-sucking traitor, period. You piece of shit, trying to get the American people to go along with your Zionist agenda for your Zionist masters. Anyway, now I got that out of my craw. National reciprocity for concealed carry passes House, heads to Senate. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. On December 6th, the House of Representatives passed national reciprocity for concealed carry after well over an hour of debate, including a 15-minute vote resulting from a last-ditch effort to recommit national... they use this word about 90 times. Reciprocity to committee. I guess this means uniformity of law is what it comes down to. They just couldn't say that. The effort to recommit to committee was a Democrat effort to derail the vote on national reciprocity. To vote to recommit failed by a margin of 236 to 90. The House then passed Representative Richard Hutchinson, Republican, North Carolina, national reciprocity legislation via a voice vote. Democrats then requested a recorded vote, and the final tabulation on the recorded vote was 231 to 198. On December 4th, Breitbart News reported that Hutchinson urged his colleagues to honor the 73% of Americans who support the passage of national reciprocity. No, you know, 73%, this is bullshit. Because what the government giveth, the government can take away. That we have the right under the second article to your Bill of Rights to carry concealed. You can have a gun up your ass. You can have a gun on your head, anywhere you want to. This is just an acquiescence. This is the dirty son of a bitches on the other side of the coin from the communists coming over. We're going to declare who, you know, this is going to be another way to declare just who can have a gun. And you know, what you're going to do is you're going to go register your gun and you're going to go, have your rights shit on. You're going to go and you're going to get a permission from the government to exercise your rights to to carry concealed or any other goddamn way you want to. At 73% of Americans who support the passage of national reciprocity. Hutchinson predicted national reciprocity, see they use this word so many goddamn times, would receive a floor vote December 6th, saying the 73% of Americans who want to see reciprocity are finally going to have their day on the House floor. We already had our day. It was back in 1790 by the time they put the Bill of Rights in there. 1789 was the passage of the Constitution. I'm not quite sure. But I'm telling you, when that Bill of Rights was put into place, my right to carry my gun any goddamn place I want to, any way I want to, became an absolute fact that could not be changed. And when you go, people are going to be cheering this. Oh boy, we got reciprocity. No, what you got is you just declared that the government can grant you reciprocity when you already had reciprocity. It's called the second article to your Bill of Rights, you damn fools. National reciprocity. now moves to the Senate. If it passes there, it will correct the cumbersome and often confusing patchwork of concealed carry laws. You can't have no laws in relation to my second article, you bastards. That law, we know that infringement abiding Americans face as they traverse the USA. Well, you go to hell. Stupid people. This is what gets you in these goddamn messes. You know, pretty soon it'll be, if you don't have that that permit from the federal government, well, that was a part of getting the gun. We gave you the free right to do it first. The people that we okay, the people that we give permission to. California government criminalizes teaching of trade skills to youth. All education must be government approved. That's communism 101. Everybody knows that. This is from Natural News. It was sent in by Larry for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. As the United States Constitution continues to become nothing more than a dated piece of paper in the eyes of the left. No, not in the eyes of the left, but I mean, that's what I love when they jump in here with this shit and they start, it's that left-right thing. There is no left, there is no right, there either are no conservatives, no liberals, none of this shit. There's just a law or there isn't. The eyes of the left. The federal government continues to grow, spreading like a plague and infecting virtually every institution in American society. Sadly, America's education system is no exception. Never has been. I mean, this they act like, you know, this is the first thing that ever happened. Really? You see what they're doing in these goddamn schools from the time a kid is like two or three goddamn years old? Tell them, oh, I've seen a thing today, guys. I mean, I'm sitting here. I don't know if Laura put it up or not. And now when the baby's born, there ain't going to be no sex on the birth certificate. If it's got a dinghy, that ain't a boy. And if it's got the, you know, the, what would my dad call that? Oh, man, what did he use? Split tail. If it's a split tail, then it ain't a girl. I mean, it's up for grabs. I'm telling you here. This is how demented things have gotten in this goddamn United States. I ain't kidding you, people. When I tell you the urgency that is omnipresent, that our country is in dire straits, I'm not joking one bit. We need to correct this, and we need to do it yesterday. And you're going to need your gun. The federal government continues to grow, spreading like a plague and infecting virtually every institution in America. The liberal state of California recently passed a law requiring trade schools to deny admission to students that have not completed high school or a state-approved equivalent. This is what you get when you get the government giving you permission to have a business to start with. You didn't need that. You had free enterprise. I don't know. We fell for it, I guess. Meaning that the government ultimately has the final say over what young people learn and what they don't learn. Concerned about this blatant attack on the First Amendment rights... First Amendment rights, Bob Smith, owner of the Pacific Coast Horseshoeing School, oh man, recently filed a federal lawsuit against the state of California, arguing that he has the right to educate anyone he wants to, regardless of whether or not they have completed high school or a state-approved equivalent. And yes, absolutely he does. I'm going to tell you, you can't teach somebody. I don't know what to say. I think you guys know it's way past time to be shooting them. The lawsuit was filed by a nonprofit organization called the Institute for Justice, IJ, has gained the support of Esteban Narraez. And now, so we got to throw in one of these foreigners. Okay, another resident of California who wants to attend PCHS, I guess that's a horseshoeing school, but can't because he never completed high school. Just like publishing a how-to book or uploading an instructional video to YouTube is protected by the First Amendment, so is teaching, argued Keith Diggs, an attorney at the Institute for Justice who is representing Bob and Esteban in the lawsuit. By limiting who Bob is allowed to teach and what Esteban is allowed to learn, California has not only harmed the students most in need of an education, but also violated the First Amendment. This is, I mean, what did they do? I remember being a kid and, excuse me. And the teachers talking to us about, you know, like over in Russia, when you're a kid growing up, you know, they would look at you and they would give you some of their standardized tests and they would decide what your future was going to be. You're going to grow up. You're going to shoe horses. You over there, you're going to be a librarian. You over there, storekeep. Okay. And no choice in it. And this is of course it's communism, but I think this might be the article where they start talking about the communism. But it's a goddamn fact, of course. And when people, I mean, you, when it gets to be common conversation, yeah, the communists trying to take over the goddamn country. I think it was talking about the millennials. 50% of millennials want to live as communists. Well, because they don't know no goddamn better. And besides that, you're only talking about 50% of the 25% that actually signed up to vote. They'd like to, they want to try and convince you, just talk you. So I guess you wouldn't need a gun if you could talk people into just surrendering their lives and their freedoms and their properties. Let's see here. Where were we? By limiting who Bob is allowed to teach and what Espinan is allowed to learn. With any luck, the lawsuit filed against the state of California will be successful, and our country as a whole will take a tiny baby step in the direction of limited government and constitutionalism. I love that word. Still, though, the federal government has been growing steadily for decades, and it's unlikely that it's going to stop anytime soon, regardless of which political party is in control of Washington, D.C., and that's a goddamn fact. There is no difference in them. There are a troop of actors up there putting on a program, and in the end, it's about you going over to that ditch and them taking your goddamn property. The truth is, a government that has the ability to control what young people learn and when they learn it has the ability to successfully replace a system rooted in liberty and individualism with a system rooted in tyranny. That's what I see. And because the government now plays a significant role in the education system, the government can indirectly teach students that this transition from constitutionalism to authoritarianism is actually a good thing. Sadly, that's exactly what is going on, and it appears to be working. Yeah, that's why we got to quash this goddamn thing. You won't go and grab your kids by the neck and say, no, you're not doing to do that. I don't care. What the hell are you talking about? Should I have gotten in a gunfight with them in the end? If you're not going to accept this, you haven't raised your kids right. A lot of you out there, and you know it. According to a recent study put together by the Victims of Communism Memorial Fund, 44% of young people, here it is, say that they would rather live in a socialist country, and an additional 7% would rather live under communism. This means that over 50% of millennials would rather live under socialism or communism instead of capitalism. Well, that's why. Because all they see is this goddamn aristocracy putting the boot on their neck. That's all they felt all their lives. And they think that that's what that Bill of Rights is all about, is capitalism. They think that's what that goddamn Constitution's about, is capitalism. Well, I'm going to tell you guys a secret, but you can't tell nobody. Don't tell Mike Nesser. It's not about capitalism. It's about free enterprise. It's about individual freedoms and liberties. And I have turned communist, man. I really have. What a good feeling. To meet a person and find a hardcore goddamn communist, but somebody willing to listen. And then you explain to them, because what they're looking at, see, the communists are telling them, this is what you got, this capitalism thing. You see them, they got everything, you got nothing, they treat you like dog shit. That's capitalism, that's what America is. No. That is the Masonic dirty church cabal end of it. The bastards, the aristocrats who hijacked your goddamn popular uprising back in 1775. That's who that is. That still is not the Bill of Rights. That still is not the original Constitution and what we were supposed to have, people. I've talked to these a couple of them. I've turned them completely around. They want nothing to do with communism anymore. They found something better. They found real frickin' freedom. Not under committee socialism, a committee deciding your life and telling you what you will learn and what you will not learn. And it's not a capitalist where you're going to be their goddamn, like a fiefdom with you being the goddamn serfs on the land. Because that's the capitalism thing. We're capitalizing on the property that we just seized from you. Everything belongs to us and you work for us. Yeah, that's capitalism. Boy, it sucks shit. And it is not what we were guaranteed in this country. We were guaranteed free enterprise. Under our free enterprise system, with access to our resources, every one of us, shit, man, life is, you talk about cake. A good life. I think back, man, I was thinking the other day back, what would have happened if John F. Kennedy had not been killed? If the CIA, if he'd really been able to take a chunk out of those bastards, because once you start down that road, you have to admit that, you know, they already, the Federal Reserve, all of these bastards, at some point, John F. Kennedy would have had to address that War Powers Act. And if he was going this route that he put forth, that they killed him over, I think he would have took that War Powers Act out. And I think my life could have been good. But because he was murdered, and because that's when the international corporate mafia took complete and absolute control of the what was left of the government of this country after that goddamn phony-ass civil war, where they rewrote the documents without any authority to do so, in fact, in violation of that Bill of Rights. Well, this is what it has resulted in. I mean, this is why it's, you know, gone beyond just a war for independence or a war to right the wrong. This is about vendetta. This is about revenge. You dirty son of a bitches, I want you to suffer. I want you to suffer like you've made others suffer for 100 frickin' years now. This is exactly what happens when the lessons and skills that young people learn must be approved by politicians and bureaucrats. The government, which as a body always acts in its own best interest, indoctrinates students to believe more government is always the answer. And man, what I mean, when Trump was, that's what really blew me away. These people, I mean, I'd heard people talking some pretty patriotic shit. And then here comes Trump, and they're just Trump, like the Trump, and the guy standing up there, I'm going to make this goddamn government bigger than it's ever been. The military bigger, the illegal military bigger than it's ever been. Trump, dead-headed, mush-minded morons. That's all you can say. I mean, and I have no, I'm telling you, no more leave for these bastards. I will not give them one goddamn inch. They're no quarter. You goddamn stick with that, you son of a bitch. You are a traitor. You are a traitor to your people. And your people owe you justice. And that justice comes at the end of a goddamn rope for the treason you're committing. Because this is way past, there's no such thing as, well, I didn't know at this point in the ball game. I didn't see it. Really? Well, then you've gone past reason. You've gone past reasonable. And now, so we're going to hang your ass for being unreasonable, you stupid son of a bitch. See, where were we here? Indoctrination, believe more government is always the answer. And that the government always knows best. Of course they do. If this is allowed to continue, not only will our children be forced to learn and think in certain ways, but America will also continue down the cold, dark path to tyranny. Hell, we're already there. We've been there. That's what I'm talking about. What the hell? I mean, this person here is going to be an excuse for you to vote for somebody because you can't see that we're already frickin' there? We're beyond. I mean, my God, people. If the founders of this country, I'm talking about not the aristocrats that hijacked the uprising. I'm talking about the people that went out and fought. If they seen this shit today, they'd be like, you stupid. I mean, you think I insult you? The people that you should be respecting above all others, the people who bled their blood to give you this goddamn country and give you freedom and liberty, they would spit on you right now for what you have. I mean, the disrespect, man, for what they did. It was worth their lives to give, to have what you just goddamn throw away because you're too stupid to, you know, to stand up on your, to admit you've been duped. Is it, maybe that's it? You just can't admit that you've been duped. Oh, I can't do that. I just can't admit. I'd rather be stupid all the rest of my days and go down, you know, put it on my stone. Smartest man that ever lived. I guess that is a kind of a tough cookie to eat. When you know, when we sat up here for how many months and screamed it at you, you're stupid, you're stupid, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're stupid, you're a retard. If you vote in the guy, I mean, that's just the simplest equation. If you vote in a occupational sponsored election, that makes you a traitor. That's not me. That's the English language. That's the interpretations of the English language. And it's the interpretation of the languages around this world. Somebody occupies your country and takes away your goddamn rights from you, takes your property away from you, and you go out and you vote for which one of them is going to be your leader next year. That makes you a traitor. Alex Jones. All righty, let's see what we got here. I still got a few minutes before we go to the bottom of the hour. I have several here. Well, they talk about Mueller goes after Trump's bank account, subpoena Deutsche Banks. You know, Deutsche's been all over the news. Of course, that's where they're hiding their cash over there in Europe. And, of course, Donald Trump owes them $300 million. I mean, people, we told you, you know, when this whole thing was unfolding, we told you this. There are billionaires in this country. We told you about the Masonic dirty church cabal that had run the country from the beginning and had gotten so greedy that they started selling out and letting communists in on the game, thinking that they could keep control of things. And they really did like those communist ideals, like, well, the BLM, for taking, you know, the property of that belongs to all of us and making it exclusively theirs. They come up and they, you know, they cut off all the roads to a mountain you've hunted all your life, and they base them a ranch at the bottom of it. They own, the, I mean, they're just seizing the elk. They're seizing everything on that mountain for themselves because they have keys to the, because they're making a wildlife sanctuary. See, 11 months out of the year, you know, they're out there and the elk are coming down off the hill and eating on their fields and what might have you. And then be, as part of the management of this wildlife thing that they're doing because they're such good people, they got to thin the herd every year and they sell your elk for $1,000 a pop over there in John Day where all this, you know, this shit over here in Eastern Oregon went down. You go over there and you rent a motel room and you turn on the TV, the local cable channels is what they got out there. And, I mean, two or three channels are just these ranches advertised. Come here and pay this much. Look at them showing the big elk and stuff, and they take you out, and they already got the salt block set up there, and you shoot with a bow and arrow or a gun. But you and I can't hunt it, but it's coming off our public land. And like I said, this is just what happened. And there's no denying it. Now these very same people are the ones that are coming up, and they're the Trumpers. They're wanting, I'm going to say it again. I told you so. That they were out there, and that when they seen that we weren't going to take this shit anymore, they were going to come up like it was all their idea. And what we got to do is get back to them Reagan years when they were in control and we were their serfs, because we don't want to be those international communist serfs. We want to be these American Masonic dirty church cabal serfs, don't we? That's where we're at. Anyways, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Time.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:34 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater, and it seems to be that way. A most needed drawing for From the Trenches. As we are short on funds this month, we are holding a drawing. Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, and Norm are supporting a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Galen has provided two prizes, a charm in the shape of a pistol, and the book Choreography by Corey Feldman. Almost got it. Jalapeno has provided four prizes, a trencher, three sets of an ACU Mobile 2 9mm single magazine pouch that will fit two single stack mags, a P38 can opener, and a Mobile 2 Alice adapter for three winners. Number one New World Order hater has provided four sets of 30 music CDs for four winners. Mark Schumacher has provided three life straws for three winners. Joe STP has provided two 30 caliber combat cleaning kits for two winners. Norm has provided two prizes. First, a kid-sized gas mask with filter and carry bag. Second, a Y harness 223 repack kit with bandolier and two hats. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, December 15, 2017 in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, and Norm for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And we need help. Oh, here we go. And I'll tell you something else about sticking in my craw. About them guns. We're sitting on a powder keg here. There are 300 million guns in this country, and we're sitting on a powder keg. And when this shit breaks loose, man, I'll tell you what. You better be able to operate that gun like you're taking a piss. You better know it that well. Your life will depend on it, and that gun is going to be your best goddamn friend. Wait and see what I tell you. Walker moving ahead with plan to drug test food stamp users from Fox 11, sent in by Larry. And I got into it with a couple people on the side over this one. Governor Scott Walker moved ahead Monday with his plans to make Wisconsin the first state to drug test able-bodied adults. See, like your goddamn cattle, able-bodied adults applying for food stamps, a move blocked by the federal government or found to be unconstitutional when other states have tried. But he's going to do it anyway. It don't matter if it's unconstitutional. He's goddamn Governor Scott Walker. This son of a bitch, this is a son of a bitch that needs to be tried, taking up them 13 steps, have his goddamn eyelids stapled to his forehead, and put through that goddamn trap door with that big mirror in front of him so he can watch his own shit run down his treasonous ass legs. They know better than this shit, people. But again, you know, the arguments I was having with the people on the site, and people coming up, you know, they're sitting there smoking. Yeah, everybody's sitting there smoking pot and eating food stamps. That's what people are doing, man. That's why you ain't got no money. It isn't the other shit, man. It isn't the international theft of your resources and the trillion dollar loans taken out in your name from the bankers to the bank to give to the bankers that you owe the bankers for interest. It isn't the foreigners like Israel, you know, the money being poured on them. Do you think they're going to have to pee in the bottle? Or how about the guys down on Wall Street? You know, the billion dollar bailouts. When they get these billion dollar bailouts, they're snorting cocaine, drinking champagne, and laying with the whores. You think they're going to get drug tested? No, they want you to turn on one another so that we should be able to take this right away under a federal guise. You see, it's been private businesses that have been piss testing people since the beginning of the shit and getting away with it. It is a goddamn violation of the Bill of Rights to piss test anybody under any pretense. Unless you have a court order, and you will have had to fill out two affidavits to get that piss. And you better be right, or else you might lose everything you got for making a guy piss in a goddamn bottle who don't want to. You know, it's right here, it's already been found to be unconstitutional, but I think I can do it. I think I can violate your goddamn rights because I'm Governor Scott Walker. You are a treasonous son of a bitch, and I charge you with it this day for what you are doing, you son of a bitch. Wisconsin's plan was approved by the Republican-controlled legislature. Oh, a bunch of goddamn international criminals got together, and they decided. Well, it's been approved by the legislature more than 2 years ago, but it languished because it conflicts with federal rules prohibiting states from imposing additional eligibility criteria on food stamp recipients. Now, in the first place, nobody in this country should be on food stamps. If we had the system that we were guaranteed, nobody would have to be. We would all be rich, filthy rich. If we were just treated like they're treating the Indians on the Indian reservations, where if you cut down one of their trees, you got to send them a check. It belongs to them. No, everything of ours belongs to the goddamn government. And we get to work for their corporate goddamn overlords that are, you know, that run our goddamn country, have seized everything in this country. Have seized it from the get-go. Florida had a drug test requirement for food stamp recipients that a federal appeals court blocked. And I mean, screw their appeals court. These son of a bitches don't even have the right to talk about our rights. If you don't have that affidavit, or those two affidavits and that warrant, you can't do it. You just flat-ass can't do it. And the federal government doesn't have to say that. Nobody has to say it. The Bill of Rights says it. 2014, finding it violated constitutional protections against unreasonable searches. Walker filed a federal lawsuit in 2015. This is why I said this son of a bitch, prima facie, he hangs. Walker filed a federal lawsuit in 2015 seeking approval to test food stamp applicants, but it was rejected because then President Barack Obama's administration had not yet formally rejected the state's request to do the testing. Now, how would it be, you know, like I said, with these billion-dollar bailouts, I mean, if you suggested that those bastards down on Wall Street, that I mean, they make a show of the fact that they have their coke and their whores. What if you suggested that one of these elites had to piss in a bottle? You see, the thing here is the people who can do the suggestion, the only people that can make such wheels turn are them. And they're not going to do that to one another. But why do they want to come? You know, I've seen it. Paul Ryan, he just came up just a little while ago, and when they get back from Christmas, they want to go after entitlements. They're pushing to have the corporate tax rate drop down to 20%, so all the theft that, I mean, we're going to get nothing out of this, people. They just want to flat-ass take everything we got. And the poorest people, and a lot of these people that are getting these goddamn food stamps and stuff, they work. I know a lot of people that get food stamps, and they work 6-7 goddamn days a week. But they can't make enough money because these son-of-a-bitches who have made record profits since 2008, when they put this country into bankruptcy, that's what they pay, because they've brought a whole population of illegals in here, and you can compete with them for the labor. You can't make enough money to goddamn feed your kids and have a roof over your head and heat and utilities. You just can't. But then we got to get at them, boy, and I tell you, the people that have jumped on this, you people, think about what you're saying. You're saying, yeah, well, you know, yeah, we should do that. They're talking about, where was it here? Like 0.03% they say that would actually test a positive for these drugs if you did it. But man, I'm telling you what, we're talking about total control, total overlords. What they really want here, I'm going to tell you right now, is they want the people who have been disenfranchised, dispossessed, 100 million of our people. I mean, some people with college degrees, people that have worked 20, 30, 40 years, lost everything in 2008. They want them to have to work for them for their food is what they want. And that's Paul, son of a bitch, and Ryan, that dirty, treasonous piece of trash, that corporate lapdog. I won't say that word. I'll tell you what, this cannot go on, people. They are coming for everything. And see, they liked what the welfare thing should have never been put in place. It's socialism. It's communism. It should have never been in place, but it shouldn't be for corporate farms. There shouldn't be farm subsidies. There shouldn't be subsidies for logging. We shouldn't be building roads into our forests to give our trees away so that we can have jobs working for the people stealing our trees. We shouldn't have ranching subsidies where they back up one of the creeks and call it a wildlife refuge, and they get $30,000 a year check, you know. We shouldn't have none of this shit. It should be straight up, even playing field, and none of this, Masonic dirty church elitist access and control of the resources. It's never been an even playing field. And at this end of the ball game here, when they've got everything and there's just a little tiny bit left out here, they want to take that and want you suffer and want you come and beg them so that you can work so your kids don't starve in front of your very eyes. That's what these dirty bastards want. They want to be able to look. They want what they had in the goddamn colonies. They want to be. They want you to avert your eyes when you meet them on the street and walk around them. And if you don't, they want to be able to take you down to the public square for a good flogging. Now, they're not going to dirty their hands with the whip. They'll have somebody that they're hired to do that. Just beat the hell out of you right there in the public square because you didn't avert your goddamn eyes. That's Paul Ryan. That is Mitch McConnell. That is all of these elitist sons of bitches, man. When you look at that TV screen, when you look at that Congress, I mean, everybody thinks, well, that's some people from that state. No, these are the elite. These are the elite. When you look at that CNN, that Fox, that CNBC, MSNBC, when you look at those faces, that is the elite. When you see them just sitting there with the smiles they can't wipe off their face, talking about the fact that they're getting ready to take and borrow another trillion to hand to themselves and in its essence sell the state of Alaska's goddamn resources under the ground worth probably $1 trillion. But they're only want to see, you're not going to get any of that trillion. You're not even going to get to go extract it. You're not even going to be able to get you a pack of goddamn bubble gum out of the deal. They get it all. You see, you're the invisible people. You don't exist. You're just a goddamn liability, useless eater that they need to get rid of. Look at the Georgia Guidestones, and that is their plan. Let's go back to this dirty, treasonous piece of trash. Walker asked then-President-elect Donald Trump's administration in December 2016 to make clear that drug screening is permissible. Donald Trump can't declare the fourth article unbinding and ineffective. He has no such authority. Well, actually, under the War Powers Act, I guess he would, wouldn't he? Is that what this is all about, to establish that? I'm telling you, people, they are coming for your goddamn throat. What they're seeing out here is they can't figure out, after what they did in 2008, how the people are still standing. But we're Americans. That's another thing about this thing that I was talking about earlier. Where this ain't going to be fought by no book. This ain't going to be fought by no insurgency book written by goddamn communists. We're Americans. When this is over, they're going to write new books. Because things are going to happen during this war that nobody's ever seen before. Because people have had a plenty of time to think about this. Like I said, they thought that they had, you know, with 2008, we were supposed to be begging and riding in the streets because, goddamn, there was nothing. There ain't no jobs out there. You know, they talk about just so people can get to work because we need all these people because we have full employment. You dirty, lying pieces of trash. No, the people, because we're Americans, we find a goddamn way to survive. That's all there is to it. And now they're saying, God damn it, we got to take more. We got to get, God, is it food stamps that they're surviving? And a lot of people that are surviving won't even take food stamps. They'd rather go hungry because they're Americans. And they're too stupid to realize that you paid into that. The people that have paid in 30, 40 years, the whole idea was, I'm holding the gun on you. You're going to pay into this because if anything ever happens, you're going to have a safety net. We're insisting on it because we love you. Then you start using the safety net because they've taken all your jobs and given them to goddamn foreigners. We read an article just the other day. It said 8 million, and this is just in 1 year coming in, 8 million jobs of your jobs taken by goddamn foreigners, driving down your wages. They say, they tell you straight up, we're coming after the middle class jobs. We want to bring more middle class white collar visa holders in here to take those white collar jobs because the idea is to get you down until you are begging at their goddamn feet. We told you this. The Chinese are coming in. They've merged with the goddamn Chinese to come in. How is it going to be for you when you're begging that Chinaman for a bowl of rice so you don't have to want your kid belly blowed up because he's starving to death? This is what the control they want over you. This is why they want to get control of those guns. That's why they're playing these games with, we're going to give you permission to have one, but you got to sign all these papers. You got to sign all these contracts saying we get a say when you have that gun. And if we say you can't have it, well, that means you can't have it. We don't have to go through no goddamn court. See, that is your due process. We said it. And people just live like goddamn dogs and, you know, just, okay, boss. It's disgusting. We're goddamn, we're supposed to be Americans. We're supposed to know better than this shit. This should have been unacceptable a whole long time ago, people. The legislature has 4 months to review the rule, and it could take a year after its approval before the testing would begin. Somebody needs, I mean, this son of a bitch needs to die. This dirty, treasonous, foreign bastard needs to die. What he is doing is saying, fuck your fourth article rights. Forget your due process of law. We are the aristocracy, and you are our property. You will do as you are told, boy. 4 months to review the rule, and it could take a year after its approval before the testing would begin. Lawsuits, you know, when they were doing this down there with Scott Walker, come to find out, you know, one of his, he'd sold or got rid of a goddamn, one of these testing companies that test the piss. And, you know, this is what this is about. You know, this is about total control over you, telling you what you can and cannot put in your body. If you're showing up for work and you're doing your job and they cannot, if there's no evidence, if it is not evident that you were impaired in any way, if what you do on your off time, see, this is that pot thing. You know, they are pissed off because the people are growing their own pot in this country. That's, I'm telling you, this has a big thing to do with it. It's cutting into their goddamn profits. They hate that goddamn, the fact that all these communists came out of here and took over these goddamn local governments. And of course, the communists, they have their own agenda. Because if they can tell you that you can smoke pot, they can tell you you can't drink goddamn raw milk. People just don't get it. You give them authority for nothing. That's what your founders should have. I mean, that's what they taught us. They told us. Give them authority over you, none. Ever. If you give them a little bit, they're going to take a little more. And pretty soon, if you open that door, pretty soon, the goddamn tide will come flowing in. And the people did not listen. We have made mistake after mistake after mistake in believing that these son of a bitches were anything but the slithering, dirty snakes that they are. Under the plan, childless food stamp recipients, what the fuck, childless food stamp recipients, what about, I mean, this is where I'm saying, they're going to sit there and pick and choose, you know, you come, hey boy, come over here, well, I got some kids, boss, oh, okay, you stay with you, get over here, boy, I ain't got no kid, well, then you get over here, boy, I want you to pee here, you stand here and pee for me, you understand that, boy? I tell you what, they ever wanted a pee test from me, I get up on their goddamn desk and give them one, right on their head. People. Childless food stamp participants who fail a drug test would be eligible for state-funded rehabilitation. I told you guys about this goddamn scam. I watched the chief of police for the city of Klamath Falls and the head of Klamath Alcohol and Drug Addiction Program. I sit there and drank a fifth of vodka with them while they were setting up their scam to make people go to these programs that their buddies were going to own so that they could make a whole bunch of goddamn money through court-ordered rehabilitations is what they called it. You know, you smoke a hit a pot when you get off work, and then the next day, you know, you get pee test. Oh, man, then you got to go in, and then you got to go through all these programs. And I listened to the goddamn chief of police told the head of the drug thing, who wanted me to buy him some pot, by the way. Heard him tell him, I'm sitting in the same room with him, drinking vodka with him. And I heard him tell him, well, yeah, everything is great. This is a great idea. Money-making son of a bitch. But the people aren't just going to enroll in the programs. And the police commissioner, he says, don't you worry about it. The courts are going to make them do it. I swear it, people on my little brother's grave. I sit and listen to him plan it. And first I ever heard this shit, now I see it. What they did has been done across this goddamn country. And it's a fact. Eligible for state-funded rehabilitation treatment if they don't have any other way to pay for it. And boy, once they get their clutches in, it's like anything else. I mean, if you could see what they're doing in the so-called courts around here anymore, people are being enslaved. They're just plain-ass enslaved. There's no other word for it. You have due process of law. What the hell is that? They sign a piece of paper and you pay. Pay for it. Food Share is Wisconsin's name for the federal supplement nutrition assistance program. They see this gradually, they're going to get it down to until they have control of your food. See, they impoverished about a third of the population, and now they're going to get down to, if you want to eat, you're going to work for Donald Trump's buddy over here. You're for $4 an hour. You're going to go and you're going to do work that used to pay before these son of a bitches took over. We should be paying $40 an hour so you could just have a living. You know, they were talking about the illegals coming in here and all the negative effects. Well, what about rent? You know, I was thinking about that the other day. Why is, you know, if Donald Trump, that dirty lying, fork-tongued son of a bitch, had a deport. I mean, if they just enforced the law, which is, I mean, the executive, that's what they're supposed to do. But had he just enforced the law and they'd have just pushed all of them out of here, you realize that you'd be paying about a third of what you're paying for rent. All you renters out there, you would be a premium as a renter. Everybody would be wanting you to have a nicer house. But, I mean, this whole goddamn thing has been designed by the elite, the aristocracy of this country and their aristocracy brethren around the world, because they've been going across the borders and doing dirty deals with each other all along. Way before they said, we got to have an international economy, we were doing too goddamn good here. We had too much. It's like before the uprising in the colonies. What happened? Benjamin Franklin, he went over to England. And he's over there. He's one of their Hellfire Club, 33rd degree Mason, goddamn one of the boys, dirty church cabal. And he goes over there and he's talking to them over there in England. And they find out, hell, everybody, common people, they own property. They got goddamn farms. They're self-sufficient. Everybody's, I mean, they're, for all intents and purposes, they're rich. Everybody. Well, hell, it's a rich land. They conquered it. And so, man, that's when we had to have us a goddamn revolutionary. That's when the king started coming. Well, they got money. I want somebody to get that over there. Get somebody getting that money. What the hell are them serfs over there got money for? That's when they started coming and started taking property. They instituted their admiralty courts, which is what we're facing today. Go ahead.
Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for not making me listen to Trump.
Not today, Charlie.
Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man. I get sick of hearing it too, but you tell me the son of a bitch didn't lie right through his right to your face, did he?
Amen.
Yep. And I mean, you know, it's a good thing that people are copping to this, but a lot of people aren't. That's what's pissing me off. They show it on that Fox in the morning sometime. You know, they're always going to restaurants and wherever there's one of these political issues coming up. And they're sitting there talking to them. It'd be some pus-gutted son of a bitch that, you know, all he does is sign checks. He doesn't go out and do a goddamn day's work. Your welfare recipients are doing more goddamn work than he is. And he's sitting there, yeah, I think it's a good idea. I don't know why. I just say the buzzwords. I say the slogans. And I get my check in the mail. These are the people that are in control. That's what really kills me. You know, you look at the media, or you look at the Congress. Go ahead.
He's just reading the teleprompter.
That's exactly it. But like I said, you look at the, these people that are, I mean, like even Paul Ryan. I mean, the ones that he tried to tout is, this is a real intelligence, like Mitch McConnell. I look at these people and I go, God damn, those people, they're mildly retarded. And then the newscasters like that, oh man, what the hell is his name, Shepard Smith? Tell me that guy, I mean, look at his eyes and stuff. He's mildly retarded. This is what hereditary wealth leads to. This is why they always, you know, it comes to be a terrible thing when the tear down comes, but the tear down always does come. These son of a bitches are not capable of holding a position above the intelligent, decent folk of this goddamn country. They're bound to fall. It's nature. Nature is going to adjust this because you got retards at the top. The top of the tree is dead. All the dead wood's at the top, and it's gonna, and it can only end one way. I mean, when we go at them, I mean, that's why, you know, a lot of people are just like the robotic shit. I was hearing like a week or so ago. Oh, they're goddamn they're robots, really? You know what it'd take to disrupt a robot? I mean, that son of a bitch. How many got pieces? How many? I mean, you look at the cars today. What would it? I mean, the littlest thing, your cigarette lighter goes out and your car won't run. You got to go have it diagnosed, and I mean, shit, they might have to change the tailpipe before the cigarette lighter are working in. I swear it's true. And they think this technology is impressing anybody? It's a goddamn toaster. I don't care if it can jump and flip. Let's see how it jumps and flips. Just even a .22 go rattling around in a little bit. It's going to act different, I got to believe. And they aren't bulletproof. And they're sure as hell not fireproof. I mean, a Molotov cocktail, hit that son of a bitch with that, it's on fire. You think it's going to, I mean, take one of these, the baddest ass car, Mercedes-Benz out there, the seat warmer, the goddamn windshield, it senses when the rain's coming and turns the windshield wipers on. Hit that son of a bitch with a Molotov cocktail, and 5 minutes later, show me what it'll do. I don't think it's going to do a whole lot.
I got a Mercedes, but it won't shift out of first gear.
Yeah, my son, he got like a 2008 Mercedes-Benz, and a nice car. But, I mean, you got to have a thing to go down through the oil tube where you check the oil. That's how you get the oil out of the son of a bitch. I mean, it's just, a logistical nightmare. I'm telling you, like I said, one Molotov cocktail, burn out, and that son of a bitch, it probably would never move again. You'd never get it put back together. Go ahead, Katie.
Yeah, hi there. I just wanted to say to Mark, if you're listening, you think Trump has dementia? He's actually retarded.
I agree, Katie.
Yeah, I hear you.
Gotta love it. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the
hour. That guy that Henry was just talking about, what the hell's his name on Fox? I already forgot.
Shepard Smith?
Miles. Down syndrome.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I'm telling you. I'm not being an asshole about it. That's what it looks like to me. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. And we got Spike Timmons with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming right up behind us here. So everybody stay tuned. And, man, I mean, don't get excited. But, I mean, we got to stay in the faces of the Trumpers. They are our biggest problem right now. And that is the word from the trenches.
Yeah.